Muriel lived alone in an old Victorian house overlooking the rocky coast of Maine. She had grown lonely in her old age and relied heavily on the comforts of her Newfoundland, Misty. Misty had taken to sleeping under Muriel's antique canopy bed, and because of the bed's height, his furry body just fit underneath. All his treasures awaited him beneath the metal springs. Bones, toys, biscuits, and riches of all kinds. Muriel catered to his very fanciful whims, as she had no children to love. Every night, before going to sleep, Muriel would take down her long gray hair and brush each strand over and over again until it shines like the moon, she would say. Misty would sit below her with his head peering out from the bed. After she brushed her own hair, she would take the doggy brush from the bedside table and brush Misty's bushy locks. Misty would fall asleep every night as she performed this ritual. Every morning, Muriel would wake and put her hand underneath the bed. Misty would greet her with a gentle lick on her hand, and Muriel would know that she was safe. Nobody visited Muriel except for the occasional postal worker and paper boy, though she had recently taken to listening to the radio for news stories as her eyes grew weaker and weaker with age. One particular night, Muriel could not sleep. She awoke to a dreadful sound. This monotonous noise continued to keep Muriel from her dreams. She rose from her bed and went to the bathroom to check the faucets. One faucet appeared to have a slight leak. She turned the knobs tightly, then returned to her bed. The next morning, Muriel put her hand under the bed as she did every morning. She felt Misty's strong tongue lick her hand. As she got up, she began talking to Misty as she often did, reciting the coming events for the day. Muriel put on her bathrobe and slippers and walked slowly down the curvy velvet-covered staircase to her kitchen. As she walked, she heard the familiar noise of her leaky faucet. Drip, drip, drip. Over and over again. As she approached the kitchen, the noise got louder. Drip, drip, drip. She turned on the light switch. Hanging by his tongue from the light fixture was Misty. His blood was dripping onto the floor. Drip, drip, drip. And there on the wall, scrawled in blood, was a message. Misty's not the only one who fits under your bed.